Taste mayonnaise.
I got that, by the way.
Oh, hey, man.
We started, man. We started.
That's so, my rap song.
Before we start anything, welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize if my mic seems weird. I'm trying out a new mic, so maybe it sounds off. Because I dropped the other one.
I'm going to taste your face. I'm going to light up your place.
You're trying to prove how good Bruno Mars is at dance?
No, that potato-looking dude, one thing scares me because all Hawaiian people scare me because they look like potatoes. And second thing, no, he's horrible. He's god-awful.
He sold me $14.99 plus taxes. That shit album he put out.
I'm gonna... We just heard that song like 32 times, so... You know what I'd rather do?
What'd you rather do?
I'd rather hear that song 57 times, back to back, in 52 different languages, than sit through those shitty ass fights we just sat through, that you made me sit through.
We always go watch these fights, so why are you bitching about it?
They were terrible.
I'm agreeing with you.
They were fucking horrible.
They were bad. I agree. We are in copacetic agreement.
There was a weird, like, emo kid who's in there. And I was like, I hope he has a gun and just shoots this place up. This puts me on my misery.
Is that the hipster kid with the hipster
face? No. There's a family sitting right beside me. There's like a few families sitting right beside me. First one, they didn't appreciate me cussing.
They always put us next to people that don't know that we're going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, well, you're bringing your babies into a bar and grill.
That's what I said.
Like, what do you expect? You think the holiest of holies is going to be in there and shit? Like, what do you think?
I don't understand that.
It's a bar. They have a bar there.
Can you believe I took all that stuff down in here and that's the only place that the paint got chipped?
Really?
Dude, there was those things were all in this room. And that's the only place it chipped.
She's getting a bitch. She's crazy. Like, those holes are in the wall.
Dude, there was stuff being held up. What do you think? It was like Dormammu dimension and they were being held up by nothing. You're just the sheer will and force of holding them up. So anyways, we're all over the place here. So,
Those people sucked. And then some more families came. Well, I guess they put us right there because that's like the biggest like booth they have. So I guess like families come in there with like 18 people. So
I guess. I feel like the booth is the best case scenario because you're not surrounded by people. I don't like being in the middle with the tables, but I also don't want the bar because people are constantly walking by you and it's like you don't got a good view of stuff. Plus I feel like the bartender feels like he's always constantly having to address you and just I'm like, look, I'm not here for you, dog. I'm here to watch these two people beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I'm like, now make me my drinks, homie. Try and get drunk while I watch these fights. Jeez. See, if we would have watched those fights while we were drunk, it would have been much better.
It would have been much better. You're starting to get really into drinking, dog.
What are you talking about? Just hold my liquor better than other people I know.
Jeez. Well, I'm going to walk past that conversation, pretend like I didn't listen to it. So, do you have an update for us? Just you guys supposed to have some fucking dirty stories for me that we talked about. Dirty is probably the wrong word. You're supposed to have exciting stories for me because last week you were going to go out and have some fun at the club. You said you're going to go pick up some adolescent hoes, and you were supposed to bring me some stories. So what happened? What happened last week?
Give the update
to the people that are interested in going with the going-ons of Ruben R.
I don't think I said any of that.
You said you were about to go buck-ass wild.
No. Nope.
You told me you were going to dance on tables.
No.
You told me you were about to bust out Mr. What's that bear? Dancing bear? You're about to go dancing bear on people. You told me all kinds of crazy stuff. So what happened?
That didn't happen.
Give me the update. How did it go down? Describe this.
It's cool.
So you went out. So for the people that didn't listen last week, so you were going to go out to the bar and or club.
I'm going to go clubbing a bit.
You're going to go clubbing. Mm-hmm. So you went to a place and how did it go? How's the feel? How was the interaction? Was there a lot of people there? Was it popping off?
Foam party? It was not a foam party. What is with you in foam parties?
I don't know.
Just tell me how you do. So you're like,
you know what I'm saying?
Into it. You want to see how it works? See it from the outside?
What was those two dudes that were always, they're like a big party guys. They threw out an album and they always had like that champagne party. they're that sexy and I know it. You know, what's up? What's
I listen to your gay mainstream music, so I don't know.
You fucking salty as shit. All right, so continue. There goes the joke. But so you went to the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just went to the club. Hung out a little while. That's fine. It's cool.
Pick some hoes. You get some numbers. You make out some chicks. You get some
dance with the dance floor. Yeah, so some nice chocolate lady shoes. Cool.
Nice. I'm excited. How'd that go?
It's fine. Dance skills suck dick, but hey. You know,
hers
whatever.
Or yours?
Mine, obviously.
Why? Because she's chocolate and she's going to know how to dance? Is
that what that's you're trying to racist.
Say? Hey, yeah, you said it.
I did not say that.
So how'd it go? So you start dancing? She'd pick you up?
We're just
meet each other and dance floor?
Yeah, just all right there, I guess.
Man, you're not telling a good story here.
I don't have good stories to tell you about it, man. It was just a random experience.
Paint the picture, dog. Paint the picture for the people.
Random experiences, you know? Just go out there and did.
Did you know her name? Did you get to know her? Did you say hi? Did you buy her a drink? Did you make out a little bit?
No.
Some grinding on the dance floor?
Did you? No, just dance a little bit with the random hoe. That's it. It's cool. It's not really my thing. That's all I got to tell you.
Thank God you don't write movie scripts, because this would be the
my movie scripts. My movie ever. Scripts would be fire, but that's all I got to tell you. We were there for a little while.
Based
cool.
On this story.
It's chill, man. It's cool. That's all I got. Cool experience, though.
Oh, there goes that fucking segment. All right.
Hey, I don't know what you're expecting of me.
You're supposed to bring me some fucking stories.
I don't have good stories.
You should have made some.
Good.
What do you think would happen? Now I'm starting to think. What do you think would happen if you legit showed up in one of those bars in like a dancing bear outfit? Like just a hit, and if like you're clothed, you're fully clothed, but like you go on with the bear thing, and then shit pops off at the dance floor, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, just tripping down and going crazy.
Probably
like
it.
People would kick you out? Do you think people would be thinking it's funny?
I don't think they'd let you in, first thing.
With the bear thing?
No.
Maybe you're right.
No.
That would be pretty hilarious, though.
I will say they charge $5 to get in. I don't think it was worth $5 to get in.
They charge the dudes, though, right? They don't charge girls.
They charge girls, though.
Wow. That's usually the benefit of being a female, is that you don't get to pay those cover charges because, you know, let's face it, pussy's a higher commodity than dick, and so you want pussy there, and so usually women go in free.
Yeah.
Wow, things have changed since the last time I've been out. 1932 was the time. Beautiful time for cars. An industry.
Is that steam-powered cars?
Steam-powered. We just looked into the fuel.
You had to crank it?
You had to crank it a little bit. And then the lights were actually flames. You had to spark them.
That shit crazy, son.
You know what I'm saying? It was an industry that was marveled.
Yeah.
For its ingenuity.
Yeah, no, man. That's all good. That was cool. Had a good time.
Well, I'm glad you had an...
Our mutual friend got the party started. Nobody was dancing. Got everybody dancing. Oh, that was crazy.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that was cool. And then, yeah, everybody was dancing.
I'm sure there was there was a lot of twerking amidst.
Yeah. I'm not going to confirm nor deny that. But, my dance skills suck, so. Hey.
That's why you got to get out there more often, dog. You got to get out there and drop a fat beat. And by beat, I mean dance. Drop a fat move? No, that's not the way you want to do it.
Drop a fat move?
I mean, I'm just trying to work it out the language here. I'm trying to get it.
Drinks are good, though.
It seems to be like a thing with you. Are you just all about drinks now?
Might be. Alcoholism runs in the family, so who knows? Hey, man, it does. I'm just letting you know.
You should just stay away from drinks, then.
I'm just letting you know. I can step anytime I want. I just like the taste.
Well, I know not to take you anymore. It's on a more brighter note. So you also did the jumping thing this week.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We did the jumping thing yesterday.
So tell the people what that is. So it's like a jumping thing.
So apparently, from what you've told me, you told me about this place before.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Fuck you.
Although I do remember you saying something about some jumping sky trampoline thing. So maybe it's the same thing. It's very possible.
You just don't want to be wrong. So for those of you that don't know, on this channel, Ruben and I occasionally do what we call super happy fun time days, where I pick at some shit, because usually Ruben doesn't know pick shit. and then we go and try some new things. Right. So we've done the shooting range, which is one of the most obvious ones because it's the most recent one, I guess, which has been a long time ago, by the way. We did the driving range.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of things with ranges in them. What the hell else have we done? This is a 3-part segment. That's all that's it.
I feel like we did more. We're trying to do the other one. We're working on it.
Yeah, there's one we've been working on, but then I didn't buy the right stuff. It's a big, big ordeal. So that might be coming in the next 2 years. Anyway, so long story short, we have a segment where we try new stuff. And so I had brought up this thing months ago, and you were like, I'm not interested. And I should have just taken you because you were not interested in the shooting range. And towards the end, you were like, man, this is really exciting. I bought like 3 guns and 3 memberships. And I bought that thing so I can load my own bullets. And I can continue to like load my own gunpowder. And I just sit there like a weirdo and just continue to just
like make Mel Gibson own. The Patriot. Just exactly, load just that
like
thing.
That, just like that. Melt your light own
that,
metal.
Light that little fuse too.
Yeah, that's right. Get your musket.
I do want to shoot one of those.
So, yeah. So you went to the trampoline thing?
Yeah. So we went to the trampoline thing
yesterday. It's a giant trampoline, essentially.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a bunch of little trampolines. It's a bunch of little trampolines everywhere. So you go over there, and they have it all set up different areas. Yeah. So it's all split up different areas. And they have like one section is like basketball hoops. So you can like, you're not supposed to do flips in there and crazy shit. You're just supposed to kind of like dunk the ball. They have a bunch of rules. I didn't think they had so many rules, but they have a bunch of rules.
Well, I can see how people could easily get brain damage.
I can also see that after doing it a few times, it's easy to break a leg. I can
because based on the pictures you showed me, there was trampolines, but between the trampolines, there was like some, what is that? Like that, a bar? What the
it's,
hell is that
thing? It's not a bar. It's like a mat that you can walk on.
Is it padded?
Yeah, it's padded. So you can like walk across there.
Is like a metal frame in that or something?
No, it's just padding.
Oh, okay. It looked like if you hit that part, you die. So it's like Mario Brothers. You don't step on the wrong part.
No, you're fine. So yeah, it's like to get to the ones in the back because there's like people in the front because you have like the lines with trampolines. So there's people in the front. You go on that and you walk to the back. Or if you can just like bounce all of them or whatever. Hmm. But they had it split up. So they had the basketball part and then they had like the big foam pit area where you can jump on it and kind of like flip over. That was kind of cool. Then they had it split up for like, I guess like kids, like 3 and under, they had a little area for them to like bounce around on. And then like everybody else was like over here. So we did that too. Let's bounce around
like,
on there.
I almost feel like they need to split those up between age groups.
Yeah, they kind of did. It was kind of I think they could have split up a little bit more. So I think it was like 5 and under or like 3 to 5 on like one side. Then like 11 to everybody else was like on the other side. It was some weird split like that. I think it could have been a little bit better.
But they had a lot of stuff, right? They had like a ball pit. No, not a ball pit. It was like a foam.
Yeah, they had the foam pit. They had the basketball area. They had that little like Ninja Warrior wall. Apparently that's for kids, but if no kids are there, you can do it. So.
I want to legit. Maybe we should. That's what we should do. We're super happy fun time. Go one of those ninja. What is it? Ninja Warrior training centers. And just be like, I want to use that thing where you climb across on your fingertips.
Yeah,
I want a legit human sized warp wall so I can see if I can get past that.
And then apparently we went on the night when you don't, I guess they have like black lights going on, so it's kind of like the club in there. There's a lot of little kids around, so I mean.
Well, for those of you that don't know what he's talking about, it's like when you go cosmic bowling, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So they had the music going and had like a DJ there. It was pretty cool, and then. Yeah, they're like, oh, you can't do flips. Because apparently, normally you can do flips. But, like, I guess because there's so many people at this particular time, you can't do flips because you'll knock people out or whatever. And then they're like, we're like, what if you do flips? They're like, oh, we'll pull the sticker off you because they give you a sticker to let you, so they put, like, on you. So people know you're allowed to be in there. And not just some weird creeper trying to take children.
Yeah.
So they put the sticker on you and they're like, oh, we'll take your sticker and we'll take you outside, kick you out of here.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, other weird thing too was that they make you take your shoes off, obviously. And I was like, oh, okay. But they give you socks to put on.
Like a cover or like a sock?
No, it's like an actual sock. So you take off your shoes and your socks and they give you like orange socks.
Are those like washed or new or what?
They're like brand new ones.
It better be. I'm not trying to get no like foot disease.
Yeah.
It's already like when you got to go bowling and you got to use those shoes, you're already you're like,
Yeah.
But with socks, it's like my skin's going to touch that.
Yeah, so they're new. They're like in the package. So
like, what's that stuff that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guys get a lot?
Tapeworm?
Yeah, like I don't want a tapeworm on my foot. Between my toes, you'll never find
that. So yeah, but it was pretty cool. Gets you tired pretty quick.
Yeah, you're just jumping around, man. You're just doing all kinds of crazy shit all the time. That sounds like fun, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other stuff we could do for Super Happy Fun Time Adventure Day.
I gotta get a few. You gotta, like, knock it out in, like, the next 2 weeks. But you're gonna be busy for, like, the next week, probably.
I should be next busy by the end of... By the time you guys hear this podcast again, I should be a little bit more stabilized, hopefully.
We gotta do the...
Freakingly.
We gotta do the one we're talking about.
The one for last week?
Uh-huh. Then we gotta do the one... You gotta do the batting cages. It's hot right now. That's what we want. We want to get that baseball feel. There was one.
You talk about it like Godzilla came over and smashed it in.
Well, apparently it didn't get good ratings or whatever. So I haven't checked to see if it's still there. So maybe it might be.
There was one up here, but I think they closed it.
Yeah. So
yeah. Anyways, yeah. There's a couple of ones we gotta try out for sure.
Then there's one more. Yo, you said rock climbing, apparently?
Yeah, the indoor rock climbing. That's pretty fun. The only thing that sucks about that one is, like, the shoes. They make you wear a shoe that's slightly smaller than what you normally wear. Because you almost want your foot, like, kind of like a monkey foot, like a curved in a little bit. Because I guess it helps you grab the rocks a little better. But, yeah, that's still pretty fun. That's a pretty fun adventure. So... Yeah, there's a couple more that we got to do. But yeah, I'm glad you actually went to go do it, though. You actually like tried it out.
Yeah, see, now, next time when you go, we can do wrestling moves on each other. Like, I'm just going to powerbomb you into the phone pit.
Driver. That Undertaker thing?
Yeah. Except on a trampoline.
Who's the one that grabs a dude and he puts him over his head, but the dude's like upside down, literally on his shoulders?
I don't know.
Isn't that like somebody does that? Anyways, that takes a tremendous amount of core strength.
Hey, man. Gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, you know?
I guess, man. Those guys are always all jacked up after they're done with their wrestling career. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, man. Just look at The Undertaker. He just retired. He should have retired.
He just retired?
Yeah, he should have retired
But didn't he 8 years lose ago. His last match?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. You almost want to end on a happy note.
No, screw him. He should have retired years ago.
Damn, son. You're salty as shit about The Undertaker. Why you gotta be hating on The Undertaker for?
Because He stood around too long. Need to leave.
So anyways, what else got going on, dog? Going back to work? You were already at work, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I got. That was my week.
I'm trying to think of what the hell I was going to talk about. Shit, man. Let's see, you've got some viewer questions, but it's way too early for viewer questions. I keep talking and teasing about this new segment I'm going to have for the freaking channel, but it's not ready, man. It's not ready. I need to perfect it.
The Dick Pic Sunday?
Dick Pic Sunday, every day on Snapchat. I'm going to get a Snapchat account. I'm not going to do any of that shit. I'm telling you, if it came down to it, man, if I got that Philip Davis baby arm, I might.
You didn't need to say that.
Why not, though? Why not say it?
You just didn't need to.
Let's be fucking honest here. Let's be fucking frank. If you were packing a Phil Davis baby arm, totally wouldn't give a fuck. In fact, I bet you, you know how the UFC, you get to pick the type of shorts you wear? Like, some guys pick the loose ones. Some guys pick the ones with the slit, like the Muay Thai slit on the side. Mm-hmm. Some guys pick, like the compression ones that go almost to the knee. Mm. And some guys just pick the ones that are compression, but they're like right at the upper thigh, right under the ball sack. If you got a Bill Davis baby arm, of course, first of all, you gotta wear a cup, right?
Yeah.
But if you got a Phil Davis baby arm, you're gonna go to the weigh-ins like Phil Davis with his baby arm. You know what I'm saying? You're just not gonna give a shit. And you're gonna be blatantly obvious. Like, you can wear black shorts that the light's gonna block some of the package, dog. But no, you gotta go Phil Davis baby arm with the pink shorts, compression shorts, they're just might as well just be naked. Might as well. You can just see. The only thing you can't see is like skin tone, but you're good. Good dog, just back in the freaking baby arm. Let's be honest here.
You get those sheer like boxers or something, so you, when the lights flash, you just see everything.
Maybe. I was back in the Bill Davis baby arm.
It's like, oh no, I didn't make weight. We're going to take these underwear off. And the only towel we got is just like a little hand towel.
Who gives a shit, dog?
I'm just hanging out.
At that point, who gives a shit?
Nah, I guess it's true.
You wouldn't give a shit. You'd be like, oh, it's man. It's like,
what the fuck are you going to do? Nothing.
That reminds me of remember Big J Okerson's skit?
Yeah.
About the threesome? I might have to try to link that below if I remember. That's a hilarious fucking skit, but it's totally true. That dude didn't give a shit. And no. You wouldn't either. You wouldn't either. This to me is a nerd equivalent to if you're Luke Skywalker and you got a lightsaber in the cantina, who gives a fuck, right? You can do whatever the fuck you want. You got a lightsaber and you know how to use that thing. Bring on all the blasters. Screw it. That's some nerd shit right there. But that's the reality. Who gives a shit?
It's true. It's very true. True semen, man. True semen.
That's just all I'm saying. I think that's a world approach we should all have to life. Who gives a fuck? Just
do it. Like if you want a cream pie, that hoe, just go do it.
I don't know about that.
Well, then you can't say that.
Oh, yeah. Why does everybody got to take these statements like I mean it about everything?
It goes 0 to 100, man. Young children don't know limitations. Just like, hey, I'm passing this hooker. She only has two teeth. It's probably worth it. Hey, man, these children don't know. Kids don't know.
Gross.
Oh, speaking of children. So at my work, apparently Friday was what they were calling a service day. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And it didn't really concern me. So I was like, whatever the fuck. Because it was for the gen ed kids. So I was like, I don't give a fuck. And apparently it meant community service day. So all the different like grades ended up doing something different for the school. Like I think sixth grade got off pretty easy. They stayed inside and they were like making care packages for the troops, like army troops,
yeah,
like overseas. And then, so they got off pretty easy. Seventh grade got off less easy. They had to clean all the lockers. They have lockers. They're middle schoolers. They have lockers, you know, like our lockers.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same like that. So, and there's like a locker for like every kid in the school. So that's like 1,500, 2,000, something like that. So.
And they had to clean all the lockers up?
Yeah, and they clean all the lockers.
How's that? Like, you mean the outside of the lockers?
Yeah, outside.
I'll say, how do you get? Okay,
like. So you. They were just doing that, and then.
How does that work? Do they give them like a rag and some Windex, and like here you go, or they just like spray them down with the hose, and they're like.
Apparently, they had buckets of water and had sponges, and they're just going to town on them.
Dude, wouldn't the shit on the inside get all wet?
Yes, and you might ask me, how would you know that? It's because I was talking to some of them, and they were like, "Oh yeah." People's lockers we didn't like. We're just using the sponge and putting the water through the holes. Oh. I was like, fucking savages, guys.
Well, that's kind of fucked up because the books, at that age, the books are owned by the school, right? You're renting them?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you, are these like, you buy the books?
I have no clue.
When we had to start buying books, I was pretty fucking pissed. Because it started in high school.
Yeah, it was in high school. I had that scholarship they gave me. Did you have one too?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. It was like $30, $50, some shit like that.
But it's like, why are we buying books? I guess it's to train us to know that in the future we're going to be paying three times as much for mm-hmm. books.
Oh, yeah. And then half of the seventh grade did that. The other half went to the backfield, and I guess they were picking up trash all over the place. Like the desert landscape.
Isn't it a little too hot to be doing all that? They don't care. Like if they die, they die, right? Just that that Rocky quote. If he dies, he dies.
Yep. And then apparently, also, I didn't hear what the eighth graders did, so I'm not real sure they did anything. They might have just stayed in their classroom and did nothing.
So who decides what people do?
don't know. It's above my pay grade, homie. I don't give a fuck.
Just curious.
They do whatever they want to do. Don't concern me in any way. I'm just saying.
I guess, man.
I'm just saying. Unless it involves my actual children that I'm in charge of, then I give a fuck.
How's that how's that job search going, dog? You get to that yet? You working on that yet?
We'll figure that out later.
Bitching like a motherfucker this whole week. You working on that yet?
We'll figure that out later. Mm. Let's try and get through. Let's try and get through this next. Oh, fuck, still a month, man. Damn.
But the problem is, like, see, I'm not grasping your logic here. Because if you get past the month, then what? It's not like you're going to automatically find a job right away before the next semester starts.
I'm just trying to get through this one. I don't want to think of anything else.
Whatever. It's a lack of thinking about shit, though, that's keeping you in that same situation.
No, I'll do it later. I got it. I'll figure it out later.
That's cool.
It's fine.
I'll just bring it up to you next week, all right? How's that eBay store going? I got to link it down below.
That shit is fire, son.
I got to link it down below.
Selling products. I'm just looking at your shit. I'm seeing money. Sell that thing for $100 right there.
You gotta freaking start selling your pops, dog. Liquefy them all. Fuck it. Fuck it. And even start listing Boski's pop just for shits and giggles. I got some rare Superman and Batman pops.
I do not have those. Yeah, well, I think I'm going to get rid of probably most of them. I'll keep about 20 of them or so.
How many do you have right now? How many do you own right now in your possession that you own?
I don't know.
Could take a guess.
60? It's down from like 85.
I can't see the face I'm making, but it's a face of slightly disgust.
Yeah, so, hey, man, I got rid of 25 of them. Still going, so. I'm going to keep all my Daredevil ones, of course, because I fucking love the Daredevil ones.
How many Daredevils is there?
6.
That's not too bad.
And Punishers is 6. I'll keep Joker ones, of course.
How many of those you got?
I only got the one. The really expensive one.
The one I unlocked, you sold that one. I
sold that one.
Oh, I like that one.
It's cool, yeah.
All right.
And then I have two more that I think I'm going to throw up there. It's the first pop I bought, so it's kind of sentimental, but also the Muppet from Dr. Teeth, the Muppet.
I do remember you buying that shit.
That's like the first one. It's the first one I bought. I'm like, ugh. And then the other one is CM Punk, the wrestler. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I like that one too. So maybe I keep those, maybe I won't. And then I have some Star Wars ones I might keep. I feel like
you're justifying them all at this point.
No, that's only
like 30?
No, that's 6, 12 plus those 3. What was that?
15?
Yeah,
15. How many Star Wars ones you got?
Another 6. So there you go.
21.
21. Oh, fuck, I got Dragon Ball ones. I got 4 Dragon Ball ones.
25.
25, there you go. It's done.
25 out of 80.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you get home, you'll be like, I can't let go. And then all of a sudden, you'll be 40 or 40. I'd be proud of you if you got rid of 40. If you legit got rid of 40.
Yeah, man.
And then we could then talk about the other 30.
No, I can't get rid of those Dragon Ball ones.
Dragon Ball ones?
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball Z. Like, I got Goku, Super Saiyan Blue, and then I got Future Trunks. No, not Future Trunks, just normal Trunks. Where he's Super Saiyan. And I got a Vegeta, and then I have one more. I don't remember what it is.
Well, it's probably Future Trunks.
Might be.
There's no times where the young one's ever been made. So it's got to be
Future Trunks. I think it's Trunks that fight Cell or whatever.
That's right. It's Future Trunks, the original.
Yeah, Future Trunks, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I'm still thinking you should drop another 40. Sell it.
And then, 40. Yeah, no, definitely. There's a whole side I can picture right now that needs to go.
Just liquefy them all. Throw them up this weekend.
And then the Star Wars ones, I have Darth Vader, and then I have Ahsoka, and then I have the little Anakin. I'm waiting for them to come out with the episode like 2 and 3 Anakin, so I can have all of them. And that'd be cool. And then they're never going to come out with the other ones I want, so.
I see you get rid of all the little tiny ones, too. Which ones? A bunch of little tiny figures and shit that take up space.
They're all in my display case.
Oh, I haven't been in your room, so I'll take your word. I'll take your word for it.
You drop by, son. Shit's lit.
Hey, I have to get my shit together. We'll talk.
I have
more time at that point.
Yeah, so I have more time. Then what else I have? I think that's it. I have everything there.
For right a couple now, weeks from now, I'm going to be like, dog, I'm building you display cases. How many you need? I got all kinds of wood. I got plexiglass. I got you. I'm going to make walls
display cases. I actually think I need to get like another one, actually. And then I have them lit up. You haven't seen them lit up? Display cases?
No. Speaking of which, I got to take down that power, the LED strip.
My room's been a mess. I just got like boxes and shipping supplies everywhere.
That's right, because you got that Poppy meme game going up.
Throwing that shit up, man.
You gotta send me a link to your thing so I could post it down below in the description. It's
apparently, I'll tell you right now because I just looked at it early. CETOTAG, IZZO @7.
I'll have to Google it. I looked at it without the 7. It's just hard to get usernames. Like
it's they're not eBay's not the easiest thing to search up.
You can't.
It's not like Instagram.
Well, Instagram you can find stuff pretty easily, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can on YouTube, on eBay.
It doesn't let me put my hashtag at the bottom of every product I sell or something. Like it says, oh yeah, I'm selling this, but it doesn't tell you.
You gotta definitely have the item number. If you have the item number, it works really well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm starting to figure out. I'm like, oh, I can just take pictures or scan the barcode of shit. I'm like, that works. That is helpful.
Let's see. Yeah, no, I looked at your thing and nothing comes up.
You put the 7 in there?
Yep. So, because there's no way to refine the search for users versus items. Like, there's no user search. It's all based on items. Because, you know, of course, eBay is all about items. So, long story short, I need to find the link down there. So, if people want to look for your pop collection and your future liquidation, it'll be there.
Yeah.
Any other things I was supposed to be linking? I said something, I think, last week that I didn't do. Oh, for those of you that care and have listened thus far, we talk about, like, viewer questions, and we've had a couple of women have questions. Dudes, if you got some questions too, you know, let me know. But below in my description, you can see my email, which is really simple. That's right, we're not on this channel. It's really simple. It's just motivatedresults@yahoo.com. Just send me the email with your questions, because I'm getting them like third party. So I'm getting them from a person who is a friend of the person, and they send me the question. So it's fine, but if that there's ever a disconnect with like people deleting stuff, or it just makes it easier if you just directly send me your questions. Yes. So motivatedresults@yahoo.com.
Should flash that up there on the screen a few times.
I don't know if I'll remember to, but I will try.
Or just leave it on the thing complete the whole time.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll just put the little email on the bottom of the whole thing.
Yeah, and be like,
questions? I'm going to get a shitload of spam now.
It's like, hey, do you want to buy affordable dick pills?
It's like Cialis, as much as you can have. I'm like, this might be a trick, but I do like putting the fear of God in people. So I will take a box of your Cialis.
I do like having raging horse meat.
Oh, raging horse meat. That's horrible. And that's why these podcasts now have not safe for work in front of them.
Do they?
Oh, I started putting that on there. I forgot in the last one, I think, but I put NSFW, not safe for work.
Oh, they just put N. I was like, that's racist.
I don't know. That's your mindset, dog. Get your mind out of that gutter.
All right. You going to get ready for your questions?
I don't think we're there yet, dog. We're like
34 minutes.
Jeez.
How many questions?
It's just one. Or
just one?
One or two.
Is it going to take us a long time to
explain? I don't think so, but let's fucking do it. Let's fucking do it. Right. I need to get some bumpers for this channel. That way I can put a little music transitions. Da, 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 da,
da. See, that was a good thing about Radio Shack. They always had those like keyboards that like had random music tones on there.
Yeah. There's no more Radio Shacks, right? That shit's gone.
They're all dead, son.
It's over. Dead. They went the way of Circuit City.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy is coming next, probably.
They have to. Like, when we went to Best Buy not too long ago, but
it's pretty dead in there. It's useless. I think it for people that want last minute stuff, it's great. That was the same argument for Radio Shack, but Circuit City has everything. Like, they got computers. Like, if you're a super nerd and you need a computer right away, like, you can just go buy one. You're not going to buy a computer at Radio Shack.
I might.
But it's the last place. It's, like, the last place you can go and do that. I mean, where else are you going to go? You're going to go to Walmart? That's your best bet at that point. Where else can you go? Fry's Electronics, if they have one in your city?
It's true.
I mean, I can't imagine where else you're going to go. If you need like a camera lens, where are you going to go? You're probably not going to go to Best Buy anyways. If you need an MP3 player, where are you going to go?
Walmart, offer up.
Probably Walmart.
Offer up.
Buy that shit new. One. Yeah, that's true. Anyways, all right. I got some viewer questions for you people.
Do you want me to get the music ready?
Actually, yeah, get that music prepared. Get it prepped. Get it what I would call primed.
Primed? All right. All right, you tell me when.
Fuck it. Just go.
Just go.
Do this shit. Let's do this shit. Go. Is that your speaker? Who's that?
It's a J. Cole.
Oh yeah, get it. All right, cut that shit before I get flagged by YouTube. Like, hey, you don't know this music.
Might, bitch. You don't might.
Know. You don't know.
You know me.
All right, so I got a viewer question from a woman, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's a woman. I'm gonna just say yes, and we'll say that. So we have a female question today. And she's got a few questions, but it all pertains to the same situation. So basically, she says, her boyfriend of 2 years broke up with her. And 2 weeks later, she found out that he's with another girl. She said, without giving too much, I should just read what she said, but whatever. I don't want to make you sound bad. Long story short, this new woman is a white woman. So I'm assuming she's not a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a young, apparently, and she's gorgeous and has all the right curves. Yeah.
She sent pics.
Pics or it didn't happen. Let's see. Come on. I split. Once again, it split into two text messages. If you would have sent that to me directly, then I wouldn't have had to go back and go to the next text message.
You should get a burner phone just for his channel.
A burner phone? So you just get rid of it like Mission Impossible, so I throw it into a lake?
Yeah.
All right. So, she's gorgeous. She's 25. And yeah, apparently she does what all females do. And she found her on Instagram.
Oh, Larry says swallow.
Jeez, son. Where's your mind at?
In the gutter.
I guess so. And I guess she's really still in love with him and wants him back. He just moved on, though. I guess she's just saying, like, he just moved on. And he doesn't even want to talk to her or see her. And he ignores all her text messages and phone calls. So our question, first question is, should I just move on and get over it? You know, people can't hear your
Oh, mind, I thought you were going to ask me another question, too.
Well, I guess I just take it bullet point by bullet point. So make it a little easier.
All right.
So should she move over? What's your opinion, dog?
I'd say, yeah, you got to move on. He moved on real quick. Truth be told, he probably had found her when he was with you.
I think you're playing to women's insecurities, but honestly, I think that's one of her things was that idea that he was dating her beforehand.
That's quick, man.
2 weeks?
This fucking quick. I don't even wash my clothes in 2 weeks. And this dude over here just pulling another chick out like that? That's crazy. Hey, I mean, maybe two. I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe also. Whatever, I'll take either.
Maybe two, you know, I don't know neither of these people. So maybe he just wanted a quick rebound person and he pulled that new chick. So, hey, it's possible too. But I think more likely he might have been already.
Balls deep in this one?
Well, that was aggressive, but yeah, maybe.
I'm channeling my inner twin. Mm-hmm. So, look. I think this is the best advice you've given ever. But so there's two ways of thinking about it. There's one that this dude was totally hooking up with this chick before or had already met her. And three options. So he had already met her and he was just like, fuck it, finally broken up with you, moved on. Or what if he met this chick, was really into her, and he did the right thing and broke up with you before he started dating the new one versus cheating on you, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Or, fuck, what was my third point? Eh, whatever. Long story short, I think, what was your point? You said something.
I was saying that you should move on already.
I think you should move on. Oh, my third point was, guys tend to have this dumb shit that occurs when people break. Who broke up with who? He broke up with her? Did she say that? Let me go back to my text message. I'm
pretty sure.
Guys tend to have this dumb shit that goes on in your head where, he broke up with you. Sorry to throw that back in your face. So guys have this dumb shit though when somebody breaks up with them, or maybe even when they're brokenhearted, where they think that being with other women will help you get over that girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's this weird dumb shit that guys have. I think it's just, it's a way of being like, this one will maybe help you forget about the last one. It's some dumb monkey shit, to be honest with you. And so maybe that's a possibility too. But I think the fact that he's already that super into a relationship. Like, 2 weeks in, you already throwing her up on Instagram?
That's crazy.
Would you throw up a girl on your Instagram in 2 weeks?
No.
You seem so nonchalant about that. You're like, No.
We ain't doing that.
Why?
Two weeks. Once again, there's a lot of stuff I don't do in 2 weeks. Wash my clothes, go to groceries, check my blood pressure, exercise. There's a lot of stuff I don't do in 2 weeks.
Speaking of which, we're going to talk about that exercise. I need to bring that up every podcast. Job and exercising, we got to bring up every
time. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's really quick. And I mean, you're right too. Dudes do like doing that, just grab another hoe off Instagram, apparently. But I mean,
I don't think I'd start dating someone or start talking to someone and then post them on my social media within 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's also possible he's just doing it to, you know, make you mad, make you pissed off.
Maybe.
Which
I guess I want to also know his reasoning why he broke up with you now. But I would almost say, look, definitely move on. If you're still trying to contact him, you're still text messaging him, just move forward and move on.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's the easiest solution, and that's the best advice I'd give you. Because, and I go one step further. That's what you do. You got to delete his contact shit.
Yeah, I would just delete his stuff.
And then
stop following him on Instagram.
Yeah, stop following him. Actually, in fact, block his ass on Instagram, because he's going to late night drunken text you or DM you one time. So, or a few times maybe. So block him on Instagram. Stop following him on Instagram. Delete his contact information from your phone. And then block him on your phone too. In fact, have your friend block him on your phone. So just so you don't know, remember what his number is at all.
Yeah, and I think that you almost got to walk away from it, because you got to show the new girl, as much as you probably don't like her, as much as respect as you would want shown to you. So you wouldn't want to be dating a dude and that dude's ex be hitting him up all the time trying to get back together. So you, as harsh as it sounds, like, you got to move on, because you also don't want to come off desperate by texting him all the time and calling him all the time and him just trying to having to ignore you. Guys are in a weird position like that at times, because, and girls when it's vice versa, where if they don't want to talk to somebody, it's like, dude, you're going to make me be the asshole to tell you, give you the hint that, like, it's not going to go down. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird situation, but I do feel like you need to move on. I do feel like you need to stop stalking this dude. Like,
stop
keeping an eye on his girl.
You need to block all his information and block her information too, from Instagram and all that stuff.
So that's, should I move on and get over it? Honestly, yeah. Like, you, if it's going to happen, if at some point you want to fix it, but I think it's good to go talk to other people, go meet other people, go try a different color of the rainbow. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? He got himself a white girl, you go get yourself a whatever, the opposite. Whatever that dude was. If that dude was like Mexican, go get a, what's the opposite of Mexican?
White guy?
No, that'd be black guy. White guy would be the opposite of black guy, right?
I don't know.
Get an Asian guy. Go get an Asian dude.
Get whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Just block that dude. Get him out of your life.
Yeah, get him out of your life.
Move on.
So, but her, I guess, see, this is a big topic in relationships. So her next thing says, she has no closures or answers to her questions, and she's confused what happened. I guess I'm assuming she means a breakup. And she feels like he dumped her to upgrade, kind of thing. Is that a thing?
Yes, that young children shit again. Young ass children.
I don't think it's a young children thing, because if you're, let's say you're married to a chick, and you now are married, and you guys are 45, and she breaks up with you, and then she goes and dates like a 20-year-old that's just laying pipe and just breaking that in like a whole new glove. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a young children issue. That's also like a older people problem where it's like, hey, man, he's going to go pick the new thing.
I guess it's true.
She's doing things from the 2020s now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it's true. But like, if you're older, I feel like you're, like if you're older in their 40s, I feel like you're probably sticking with that person. You've stuck with that person a little bit longer. As to where younger generations, like, yeah, so I've been with you for like 3 months now. I've got to upgrade this a little bit.
I do agree with you. The younger generation does break up more often. But at the same time, keep in mind that we both have known people who break up, then divorce. And then all of a sudden, it's like, fuck, let's go buck ass wild and let's go meet some new people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they young day people that are entirely way too young and not in the same level of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to your answers, does she think, so she said, oh, does she feel like she got dumped for an upgrade kind of thing? I feel like maybe you're being a little harsh on yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you're overthinking it.
Yeah, I don't think it's an upgrade. Like, I've never broken up with a girl and been like, I need an upgrade, though. You know, like, I've never done that. I've never been like, I need a different thing. And I need a, is it an upgrade because she's, see, now I'm curious, is the upgrade because she's young or is it because she's white? Like, because she made it a point to point out the white part. So I'm wondering if that's where her mindset is. I wouldn't think it's an upgrade, to be honest with you. I don't, guys don't look it up like cars. This isn't a car. It's like, oh, I'm driving a 2011 now, but I got to get that 2016. Like, it doesn't work that way. So I wouldn't worry about the upgrading part. I would just say, you know, things didn't mesh well. Because if you're looking for the dude to come up to you and be like, I broke up with you because of this and this and this. Like, no, nobody's going to want to be that blunt and that honest. And I just don't think the upgrade thing is a real thing. If you're some old rich dude and you're trying to date 22-year-olds, like, and then she's gotten 23 and you're like, no, I got to stay in the 20. Like, I could see that if you're some weird, callous, lizard people, rich guy. But no, I don't think most dudes think about the upgrading thing. I think that you're that's in your head. You're playing.
Yeah, I think you think you're overthinking it too hard. You're just trying to. You're not trying to, but I mean, you're trying to put. You're not trying to again, but you're putting some extra, like, damn, I can't think of the word. Putting some extra
tick on the pedestal.
Tick on the pedestal. Nice.
No, but I think you're overthinking it.
Yeah, you're kind of hating on yourself a little bit more than you need to. So, I mean, is that a thing? Yeah, for I would say for older people, I don't think if you're in the young, like in the same age group, probably not. I don't think dudes think of it that way like that. So I think you're thinking over it too hard and yeah, you're just hating on yourself. So, yeah, so I got to say about that.
So our next comments were, I don't know how to get him back and what are things I should and shouldn't do. I don't think you need to focus on trying to get him back.
Yeah.
I think you need to move on. Yeah. I think you need to make relationships. All right. So go, what do you got to say about this? Because I'm going to get in probably some ranty shit.
Yeah. Don't try to get him back. You got to. So I'm telling you, you got to block all his information. Get all that shit out from your phone. All the things he left at your house. Burn that shit.
Yeah, get rid of it. Throw all that
throw
shit.
Throw it all away.
But I did deleting pictures, too. Don't be going through old pictures and shit trying to be like, oh, man, I remember this. This was an awesome day.
Because no, I think burn that shit.
Memories are fucking deceiving. And so you'll look at shit and be like, man, this was a perfect day. And then when you were living it, you were like, this is an okay day. We kind of had some fun here. But like the memories of things will make you think like, oh, this was perfect. This was meant to be. It was like the most perfect day ever. And in reality, when you're there, you're like, I guess I could be here, but I could also be watching Logan right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, the first step is you got to get rid of all that stuff. And the quicker you do it,
the better.
The better. Because I know I've done that. I've kept shit way too long. And I just kept it. So, like, I just threw some shit out the other day. I'm like, why do I still have this?
Why do you still have that?
I just don't think about it. I was like, where the fuck did I get this? And I threw it out. So, you fucking throw it out.
Yeah, this ain't the notebook and shit.
Yeah, no, it's really not. So, throw it out. You got to get all those thoughts out of your head. And also, you got to stop thinking he's going to come back or you're going to try to get him back.
Yeah.
Don't think that. Think it's over. It's done. He went somewhere else. So you got to find something else too.
There's more dicks out in the ocean.
There's all kinds of dicks.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like you tried to go take a piss earlier.
All kinds of dicks in that bathroom.
Step out. There's too many. You had to step out.
That's right.
Same difference here, man.
Yeah, so I think you definitely need to just walk away. I don't think you should think about getting them back. I think the weird thing about relationships is like we get so comfortable with people, and you need to learn to kind of step away because it's not what is meant at the time or it's not what's going to happen at the time. And he kind of, not to be fucked up, but he broke up with you. And so there's no interest in it'd be very different situation if you broke up with him and then you're like, ah, fucked up. I shouldn't have broken up with him. How do I get him back? Then I'd be like, all right, well, maybe we could have that discussion. Mm-hmm. But he broke up with you. He's dating someone else. He's already getting to the point where he's publicly talking about her. So there is no getting back together. And that's, I hate to sound mean about that, but there is no getting back together. You need to compose yourself. You need to kind of make closure with that. And closure is a weird word because you use the same word, but you're not always going to get closure. And I feel like you'll get in a relationship with someone, things occur, and people are always looking for closure. But the reality is, I don't think people are looking for closure. I think they're looking to hear what they think happened in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that might not be his reality. So your reality might be that you think that he broke up with you to upgrade, right? His reality might be, hey, it was fun while it lasted, but maybe we don't work very well in this paradigm, or maybe we don't connect well in this, or we don't have the same views on family or the same views on religion, or your priorities aren't where his priorities are. I mean, the likelihood you're going to find the person that is in the same space as you are, that you are as attracted to, that you like spending the same amount of time with, all these are so many variables that you're trying to get right. And so it's not about upgrading. It's not about your reality and understanding of what happened. It's about his as well. And you're not always going to get the closure, because I've been with women where, like, I'm like, it's not going to work out. And they're like, well, why? And they think it's because of this and this. And it's like, no. It didn't work out because of this. This isn't going to work out because you are this type of person and I don't like this about you and you don't like this about me. And it's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. Not every relationship's not going to work. Not every relationship is going to work, and not everybody like meshes well. There's some people that are like fucking oil and water, and those people shouldn't fucking date.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the situation, an oil and water breakup, water can't be like, yo, man, why you got to break up with me because you're a bitch? And oil's like, no, we just don't mix well, or whatever the fuck I said first, water, oil. But you know what I'm saying? Like, your reality may not be his reality, and you can't assume that the thing that you think went wrong, the quote-unquote upgrade or whatever, might not be his thing. It might just be something as simple as like, dude, you snore at night. I can't deal with that, period. Like, it could be something as dumb as that and something as superficial as that, and just things don't mesh well. So I don't think people will ever fully get that level of closure where you're like, okay, I can move on now. I think relationships are always going to be this torturous thing, emotional thing, that you just gotta walk away past. Mm-hmm. And it isn't until you're past the horizon and you can't see it that you can finally say, all right, I'm fucking over this. Mm-hmm. But you can't assume it's because of upgrading, and you gotta go past this concept of closure, because that's not what's gonna happen. Because he can be 100% brutally honest, and it might not be what you want to hear, and you're still gonna think, that's not why he broke up with me. Mm-hmm. I still didn't get closure. It's mm-hmm. not the way it works.
Yeah, you're...
That's my 30-minute rant on you.
Yeah, your closure is going to have to be just you saying, okay, that's over. That's it.
Yeah, you gotta assume that he was being honest.
Yeah.
For whatever reason he gave you.
Yeah, your closure needs to be you just like waking up one of these mornings and being like, yeah, all right, that was over. On to the next thing. And maybe the thing is you don't go on to the next relationship so quick like he did.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You maybe spend some time alone. But the first thing is just waking up saying, yeah, that's over.
Right.
So do that first. And then think about getting into another relationship. Or then think about doing some time alone.
Yeah, and I would even invite you to consider the idea of trying to be an adult about this, because let's say the roles were reversed. And let's assume that something didn't mesh well in the relationship. And let's assume that you broke up with him for no reason. You just didn't think it was going to work out. And let's say you're at the freaking coffee shop the next morning and you meet some dude and you're like all about him and you think he's great and you think he's perfect and you think he's like your freaking soulmate. And then you're posting pics on him about him on your social media. So you would almost want him to be happy for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you almost got to try to be the better half and the better person. And you, it might suck and it might hurt. And you probably shouldn't be interacting with him whatsoever for weeks, months, or ever, probably. Mm-hmm. You got to be prepared for that idea that you will never interact with this person. But you almost got to try to be an adult and the better person and be happy for them. Because it, you know, whether or not you believe it, I like to think that shit happens for a reason. And you got to stand strong and get back out there if you're really open to a relationship. If not, just spend some time alone and work on some things you got to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And then get back out there. Get back on that high horse when you got a high horse. Get back on that horse when you're ready to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can put yourself out there and meet some people. Have some fun.
Yeah. So just like I'm saying, just delete everything you have of him.
Yeah, there's no need to keep anything. Because if you're an emotional person, you're going to go back to that shit. You're going to reference it. You're going to think back. And once again, memories are deceiving. Like, you can think back to what you had for breakfast and you'll be like, well, did I have eggs or did I have cereal? Like, that's the same shit that happens with memories. You'll be like, man, I was so that person was perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, like, at the time you were like, I hate this motherfucker. He's going to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's always watching baseball games and shit. So fuck.
Yeah, so there you go. First steps. Literally delete his number. Block his number from your phone. Delete
pictures.
Delete all those pictures from your phone. Delete everything you got from him for this phone. Block him on social media.
Delete any sex home videos. Sex home videos. Delete any
home in fact, videos. You should just send those to us so we can, you know, get rid of them properly. And then, I don't want somebody hacking into your shit.
Right, we don't want that. What was the thing with celebrities?
iCloud. People hacking into your iCloud. Yeah. We don't want that happening to you. You're a good friend of ours now. Don't want that to happen. So you just send it to us. We'll take care of it. We'll burn it here. We got fire.
That's right. We can make fire.
We got special kind of fire. You don't have this type of fire at your house. We got good fire here.
It's so blue. Our fire is blue.
That's exactly right.
It's hotter than normal fire.
That's right. They'll burn it. Nobody will ever see it again. And then you block him from social media. Block her from social media, too, so you don't keep looking at it.
Yeah, don't be the crazy girl.
Yeah, don't be crazy, because then you're crazy. We don't like that. And then once you do all that and you get rid of all his shit you have around the house, just throw all that shit in the trash can so it's gone. So you can't go get it again. And then that'll start helping.
Yeah.
And then eventually, it might take a week or two, but you'll wake up and be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, it takes some time, it takes some work, but you could do it. We believe in you. This has been the most adult advice we've ever given without making horrible, horrible analogies about people and things and objects.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, we're growing up all the time and shit.
It's part of getting old, dog. We're getting old.
Yeah, look, we even
stretch in the morning and shit now. Before, I used to just be able to go. I got to stretch a little bit.
I do that shit, too.
You know what I'm saying? I got to move around. Got to get a couple of high knees in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Get a couple upward and downward dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what you do?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. You got to stay limber. You got to stay loose. You got to stay ready for the zombie apocalypse.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, man. I think that's great advice. I'm very proud of us.
Yeah.
So for those of you that want some advice, motivatedresults@yahoo.com. Fuck it. Let me check my email real quick. Just make sure that's
it. Is that the right email?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm going to get a shitload of spam, aren't I? I'm going to get all kinds of dick pills coming to me.
Nobody's going to know.
motivatedresults@yahoo.com. Send me some shit. send me some emails, man. I want to know about your trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's going on with you. I want to give you some advice.
Also, not just for the females, but for dudes too.
The males too. Yeah, I know you guys got problems. You fucked up. You didn't wear a condom. Now you're wondering if, you know, you should be using that bleach on your dick. Anyways, you know what
I'm
saying.
You should be starting a new life in Mexico. Yes, you should. You should have double bagged it. What is wrong with you?
Everybody's got trials and tribulations. Men, women, children. I'm sure dogs got it too.
Our man advice is not going to be quite as sensitive. It's going to be like, no. You're a goddamn man. Man the fuck up. Man the
fuck up, dog. I don't man the fuck up. I just saw a guy beat the fuck out of another guy. Yeah. Your life isn't that bad.
No,
you
could have
been that guy getting the fuck beat out of you.
Yeah.
If you're a lady, I'll be a little bit more sensitive. Yeah,
we'll be super sensitive. You just heard it. We just went.
That's right. We're good shit, man. Good advice. Yeah. Fucking high five on this bitch. We got this shit. Fucking helping people all over the world and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to. What is it? When you start selling the broadcast all around the nation? I'm gonna. You like, you know, like a broadcast goes national.
It's a broadcast.
No. But it's something called. Anyways, I'll figure that shit out later. Anyways. Yeah, so links down below for everything. I'm going to try to get Ruben's eBay store up. I got my links for my emails. Instagrams are down below. My fitness shit is also linked down somewhere. Descriptions and timestamps are on Tuesdays. Holla at your boy. Productive as fuck. That was me in my new hashtag. Hashtag productive as fuck.
Is that what it's going to be, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be my new shit. Yeah, everything's down below, guys. If you guys like this shit, hit that like. And more importantly, share it with someone. Everybody needs advice. We got this. If we can combine our brains to make one super brain, we could be the best advice ever.
It would be one just super brain?
Yeah, like the Shi'ar Empire, how they use that one thing. It's like one person in it, like a giant brain thing.
Interesting.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know this shit. Likes, comments, emails. All that good shit. You got to get some beats for us? What do you got?
Play us out, dog.
Play us out. You got this shit. You got it. I believe in you. Get it. Let me get you a speaker for that bitch.